Welcome to Dungeon Delve, a podcast from Dungeons & Dragons featuring live play D&D adventures in convenient audio form. I'm Chris Perkins, Dungeon Master to the Stars and Principal Story Designer for D&D. The language and situations in this podcast may not be appropriate for everyone. And by everyone, I mean everyone. For the 9th adventure of Acquisitions Incorporated, the gang makes its way to Baldur's Gate to set up a new franchise office during episodes 34 through 38 of Dungeon Delve. But there are a few problems, not the least of which are an annoying servant named Jeff, a troll, and a few dozen Flaming Fist mercenaries. Once all that is dealt with, sort of, in the first session at PAX East 2015, the action moves to the Underdark for PAX Prime. There, the team meets a drow outcast and his panther companion at an inn made out of the remains of a huge purple worm.
Hello, and welcome to Acquisitions Incorporated. We're glad you've decided to take charge of your life by becoming an intern at ACK Inc., the top adventuring franchise in all of Faerun. At Acquisitions Incorporated, risk equals reward, and you've taken your first step on your way to fortune, fame, and an adventure that'll last you the rest of your life. Now that you've filled out the proper documentation and been assigned your intern identifier, it's time to get familiar with your new home, the Acquisitions Incorporated offices in Baldur's Gate.
The Acquisitions Incorporated franchise office is a dungeon that was discovered some time ago. It has an unusual defensive property, and that is the rooms can be moved around. You have a classroom with training dummies. You have an intern test area with a caged troll.
No, hold on. Now, is the troll an intern, or does the troll maintain intern morale?
That was Omen Dran, CEO of Acquisitions Incorporated. Keep an eye out, and you might spot other founding members. Jim Darkmagic, Binwin Bronzebottom. You might even see Viari, who is promoted out of internship.
Because I'm feeling a little crowded in my intern status.
I don't think of you as an intern.
I think of you
as a sub-employee.
Oh, that's
right?
A step up.
Okay, intern. It's time to open your workbook that you received with your orientation packet and answer each of the following hypothetical scenarios. What would Acquisitions Incorporated do? The team, along with Omen's sister Portentia, arrives in Baldur's Gate to find Flaming Fist mercenaries at their door. Portentia says,
I'm just saying, they look like they're murderers dressed like guards.
I think we should listen to her. She's pretty smart.
All right.
I also want to talk to you about your sister later and the bro code.
Once inside, Omen, Binwin, Jim, and Viari discover a protection racket contract offered by Vanifer, a tiefling woman, who is bent on running the show.
Sorry, boys. We run this show now.
What show is that?
What does that show mean?
The show. You know what show? Yeah, this show sucks.
Omen's proxy, Jeff, has signed away all of ACK Inc.'s rights to exist.
I waited as long as possible for you to show up, but now I had to sign a protection deal with you.
Shut up, Jeff.
God damn it.
God
Jeff, sick of this
damn
guy.
It. Jeff! Jeff!
Every day it's like this with you.
What would you do?
You like contracts, right? Like you're a contract guy.
I read contracts instead of conventional pornography, yes. And I gotta tell you, this one's pretty hot.
But the contract is airtight. The Flaming Fists are coming to take what's theirs, but you can strategically rearrange the rooms of the dungeon. Which orifice will you force the fist to enter through?
We keep Jeff's office in the front.
Yeah.
With Jeff in it. I go, Jeff, I know we haven't gotten along in the past, but we need you now. And I cast a minor illusion that makes his hands glow. Jeff, you're a wizard.
Have a magical day, motherfuckers. Fuck you, Jim Darkman.
In the research and development wing, with the mercenaries hot on your heels, you find a beholder-shaped mech, complete with 5 different rays.
My ray choices are Disintegration, Death,
Charles,
Romano,
Turn.
What would Acquisitions Incorporated... Oh, this one's a gimme. Obviously, you pilot the beholder mech.
No, does your beholder robot have a healing eye?
No.
Okay.
It's designed to do the other thing.
Last question. With the Baldur's Gate franchise office in shambles and the team battered but triumphant, Vanifer tries to make a bargain.
You will never have a sanctuary here. You can count on it. You need an ally among us. I could be that ally.
What would you do?
I cast Zone of Truth.
Compelled to speak truth, Vanifer...
Is this whole room a truth zone?
Yeah.
I f***ed your sister.
Vanifer makes a final stand.
I have a lot of sway within the Flaming Fist. If you like, I can arrange it so that they don't trouble you any further.
I have a lot of sway in my two-handed maul.
But Portentia reveals her own truth.
I work for our sister. She wants to buy Acquisitions Incorporated.
He has another sister?
Good news, prospective interns. Your test has just been graded. You all receive an F-. Forget the Underdark. You wouldn't survive the parking lot. It's time to see how the professionals do things. This is Acquisitions Incorporated.
I'm so glad we decided to wear costumes during the heat wave.
Oh. But seriously though, how banging is it that I can just rest my like Warhammer against this stalactite?
This is the best set we've ever had.
Yes.
This is Fly to Death. So we got a cake under
we
here.
We made incredible career choices.
Yeah.
We have a couple surprises under here. One I'm going to be introducing you to momentarily.
Ho ho.
Ho ho. Mm-hmm. Y'all got your characters.
Yep.
Y'all are up to date on where we last left off.
Yep.
Kinda.
That's Chris Straub helped keep us in the loop.
Yes.
Right?
The brilliant work of Chris Straub. Okay. How many of you out there, this is your first time at a live Acquisitions Incorporated game?
Oh, wow. Holy shit. Wow.
I'm sorry to disappoint you. No, you're in for a treat. This is our 10th year, 10 years.
I know.
What? No.
Yeah?
Are you serious?
I am serious.
Nobody can live that long. Can
right.
someone bring Binwin a hand towel? Because I'm sweating all in my Underdark.
Yeah.
You're glistening a little bit.
My dwarven constitution is failing me in this humidity.
God, what is under here?
Yeah.
Well,
so at the awkward at the Acquisitions Incorporated office in Baldur's Gate, your sister Portentia dropped a bit of a bombshell.
True.
And a little bit of time has passed. Days. You're sort of getting your place back in order, your house in order, and you notice that she has been on her sending stone a lot, talking to somebody.
Right.
Whenever you walk in a room, she just sort of...
She's just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ask the question, it's just... No.
He's dead.
That's exactly right.
Didn't we kill Jeff last game?
We did.
Yeah.
Resurrected.
And you notice that a couple strangers have shown up periodically who seem to be working for her.
For Portentia?
What?
Yeah.
She's selling drugs, man.
And... One of them is this kind of bony, rail-thin wizard with most of his hair has fallen out, and he's not a particularly attractive guy. But you get the impression, based on the amount of time that they spend together, that he's very important to her, or some sort of manservant or intern or something.
So dealer. Does she have hiring power?
Not for us. I mean, they're clearly, I mean, they're not coming in. They're not using the company, like, beverages or anything, are they? Like...
They're she's not bringing her rowdy friends
no.
in?
Well, no, and no, because we've got, like, Odwalla and shit. Like, we've got the good stuff. I don't want them... You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's organic.
No, they bring all of their own stuff.
Okay, that's good.
Sort of setting up in your conference room.
Well, maybe that's not good. Like, what are they bringing?
Australian shit.
Okay.
but at some point, you are brought in and said, and you're told that Portentia...
We couldn't see it. Something happened with a monitor.
Oh.
Oh.
Pretend like they're not even there.
Yeah.
This is just what we do.
If a stalactite falls on me, you will tell me before this happens. Yeah. Pierce her! You're brought up to speed that Portentia has been talking to your sister, Auspicia.
Yeah, huge surprise there.
Portentia, yes. And Auspicia?
Yeah.
Oh, and your name's Omen!
Yeah.
Did you get that?
What?
Do you get it now?
I got it that he's an omen and she's a portent.
Oh, like, you got that?
Like 5 fucking years ago.
Well, you know what? It's a good joke.
Thank you. I'm glad to be of service.
Yeah.
And Portentia tells you in confidence, Omen, that they are prepared to make an offer to buy Acquisitions Incorporated. But there is a bit of a hitch, something she can't get past with her sister, can't get into her thick skull, and that is her sister is absolutely dead set on knowing the value of each of the key members of Acquisitions Incorporated before she makes a final bid. So, to that end, Auspicia has sent this wizard to help Portentia.
He's like a lawyer wizard?
He's gonna evaluate us? Jim does not get evaluated.
As an evaluator.
Okay.
And you'll have to find another word for that, too.
Yeah, yeah. I will.
What would you say you do here, Jim?
And she introduces him to you, and he says, "Ah, hello, sir. Master Dron. My name is Flabbergast." And you see he's got a cat.
Of course he does.
And the cat's wearing a little Viking helmet. And a monocle.
All right.
Meow.
And this is Mr. Snibbly.
Snibbly?
What was his name?
Flabbergast.
Flabbergast.
Can I, if he's a wizard, can I search my memory to see if I've ever heard of him?
Sure. Make a intelligence check. If you have history, you can use that.
I got history.
All right.
Well, based on not knowing Portentia.
24.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Woo. You have never heard of this guy.
Oh, shit. Yes, okay.
He has no, as far as you can tell with your brilliance, he has no reputation to speak of.
He's not your friend on Wizard LinkedIn.
Need something transmuted? I mean,
all right. Yeah, I don't know this guy.
And you're sort of peeking through the windows of the conference room looking at him, and he, Portentia lets you all in. Oh. And you see that the other figure who has been dropping by periodically is a dwarf with red hair while walking with a cane. And he's introduced to you as Bonego.
Bonego?
Bonego.
Can I roll to see if I've heard of this guy?
Sure.
Have you heard of Binwin?
Nope.
And
so it's just a fucking rotating cast of weirdos. Just
pretty much.
Coming in.
Yeah.
All right, eating my fucking pirate booty.
And drinking all the free Cokes.
Flabbergast, while he's there stroking his cat, says, "Ah, Master Dark Magic, what a pleasure it is to meet you, sir. And Mr. Bronzebottom. Oh, delightful.
Oh, we're killing this
Your thing. Reputation.
Packed here?
Packed. Yeah.
Your reputation precedes you, of course. And Viari, well, I've read your dossier, quite impressive.
We have dossiers?
It's not, I wouldn't call it, it's fan fiction, really.
Portentia says, we at Dron Enterprises have
Dron,
dossiers on
I am
everyone.
Omen Dron. You can't be Dron Enterprises. Are you Dron Enterprises because you have 2 Drons? Is that how it works? Like, if I had more Drons?
You're just angry because we thought of it first.
It's not that great a name. It's just your last name with Enterprises at the end.
Your sister runs
Dron
her own,
Enterprises.
Her own adventuring company?
Yeah.
You just got outdrawn.
Good night!
Wait, so his sister runs her own adventuring company and is doing so well at it that she is now ready to purchase Acquisitions Inc.?
Well, she's going to try, you know. I mean, there's a point at which the offer becomes too much to refuse.
Is that the one you banged?
I have not banged this new sister, Auspicia.
Nor will you, says Portentia.
Well, whoa!
Let's not jump to conclusions.
For though your wand is mighty, she has no interest in...
wands.
Oh. Wands. Jim can roll all kinds of ways.
So, I'm assuming interns talk,
Flabbergast
right?
says, I don't believe that was in your dossier.
I like this.
Interns talk, dossier,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
What does the intern grapevine say about DE? DE is a pretty good acronym.
Well, D's, you know? It's strong.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
It's pretty new on the scene. Mm-hmm. It's been here about as long as Acquisitions Incorporated has. They recently were involved in a venture involving dragons and the theft of several dragon hordes.
Hmm. We did that.
That was not them.
That was us.
That was our adventure. What the fuck?
What?
This is some bullshit.
Your sister's taking credit for our shit?
This is some TMZ type shit.
Did we not get around to releasing the press release like we talked about?
That's on the docket for this afternoon.
Our older sister is always one step ahead of us. We just have to accept that.
Mom always liked her better, and our other mom also liked her better.
You had two moms.
Yeah.
This is why I killed all my siblings.
Portentia says, and we're diversifying. We just came out with a new fragrance for dwarves. It's called Vaulting Ambition.
Vaulting Ambition. Nice. Good. Well, that's great. I definitely want to be in that company. I want to be in the perfume company. That's hot.
I don't know. How will things change for us under this new management?
Oh, yeah, they got a dental? Like what?
Yeah.
Portentia says, well, that's contingent upon Flabbergast's recommendation. Yes, son.
What does he know about us?
Oh, hopefully I will know a great deal after we go on our next excursion, sir.
Oh, no. It's like a test adventure. It's like... oh, no.
Not simply that, sir. No. And then Bonego says, This is a very important adventure. In fact, I went to
Drawn Enterprises.
Drawn Fuck is a subsidiary entity.
A wholly owned subsidiary.
Sure.
I went to Drawn Enterprises first, and they said that this is a perfect mission to bring y'all on board to find out, you know, what you got. But I can tell right by looking at you, you're the finest adventurers I've never met.
Is that your dwarven accent?
Says.
Yeah. That's racist, dude. I'm just kidding.
He says, perhaps you heard him, a king, Brunar Battlehammer.
Oh, God.
What? Who's this guy?
He's kind of a big deal.
Is he?
He's kind of the shit.
Well, he's got this friend who's also the shit. He's a dark elf. And not just your normal dark elf, but a dark elf with a heart of gold, laddie.
What?
His friend has gone missing. He's gone down into the Underdark, and they don't know where he is. So we're going to go find him.
Well, the mission pays still, right? I mean, even though it's a test mission, it still pays.
Of course.
It's all the same to me, man.
Portentia says, when this is all done and the deal's made and Drawn Enterprises is running the show, you will all have positions of great power within the new organization, of course.
I like the sound of that.
What sort of position?
The first highest position. Assuming that you are worth what everybody says you're worth.
You never offered us positions of power.
I You have a position in my heart. If that helps.
No.
If thinking that helps you.
So we go into the Underdark, find this person.
I know of entirely one dark elf with a heart of gold. Now, we don't have to say names, but does this dark elf have more than one scimitar?
I, Lottie, he has two.
No. Driz?
And his name is Dritz Doorden.
We got the star power.
Don't worry, we don't need to save him. He never loses.
Yeah.
He says,
I'm under the impression he can't
die. The Underdark
has
become a very dangerous place.
And, more dangerous than an army of orcs?
And Flabbergast says, yes, sir, we have sent incursions into the night below, sir, and they haven't returned. However, we have received word from numerous sources that a great evil is rampaging through the darkness. Something even worse than the drow, sir.
I got no problem with the drow.
Demons, sir.
Ooh.
That's worse.
Yeah, that's worse.
Yeah.
But even more disturbing are the reports that we've received that some sort of madness is infecting the night below.
Hmm.
All right.
Wasn't the Underdark already kind of fucked up?
How can you tell?
How
can
it's getting worse, right? It's like the Underdark.
How can you tell it's worse?
Oh, that's a good one, Master Bronzebottom.
All right, take it easy, Perkins. I'm here to make the yucks.
So is it all set up? I mean, have they already put the mission together, basically?
Yes, that's what I have been on the Sending Stone talking to our sister about. She wasn't sure that we'd have an expeditious way to get there, but I assured her after our recent encounter that we could modify your beholder tank.
Yeah!
We'll just drive that right in the Underdark.
So, Drawn Enterprise has already taken the liberty of working with your quartermaster in modifying the rays to emit disintegration beams.
Okay. Nice.
Tunneler. Awesome.
I like it.
Now, out of curiosity...
No!
What do you see?
No!
Oh, what? That's awesome.
I present to you the latest super weapon of Acquisitions Incorporated.
No, I have a question.
That is awesome!
That is really
Chris,
cool.
Like, out of game though, like out of game for real, is that as heavy as it looks?
No.
We're gonna watch him set it down. Oh, that's not bad.
There we go.
Don't. Yeah.
Oh,
let's get
man.
Those toys.
That's too cool. Wow.
So that's what you'll be taking down into
busy,
the Underdark.
You know?
All right. I want it.
Do I still have the apocalypse dagger?
Yes.
Oh, good.
It's a handy one to keep around.
Seems kind of like a last resort.
Yeah.
The apocalypse dagger.
That's a
Do
good
you
one.
Have like a... Like a semi-apocalypse dagger?
It's a dagger of the partial apocalypse.
Yeah. Partial apocalypse?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like, that's all right. Bring it.
So we pile into this cyborg.
Yes.
And then just go straight down.
That's right. You start firing disintegration beams at the ground, and the ground just disintegrates in front of your thing, and you just levitate down into the Underdark. Now, the thing is, the Underdark is a really big place. That much you do know, although none of you have ever been there.
No.
Fortunately, sir,
Jim has a
I
girlfriend
have.
From the Underdark. You probably never met her.
But Portentia says
model.
Flabbergast...
She's a drow model.
Flabbergast has been to the Underdark, so he'd be happy to serve as your guide.
Let's...
He knows, like, all the best places to eat. Like.
Bonego is going to give you...
Yeah?
...a box.
I take it.
All right. And he says...
I love boxes.
He tells you it's like a compass.
Okay.
And it's keyed to a holy symbol of Myleki that Dritz Doorden is known to wear and or carry on his person.
Mm.
So it is your tracking device to find this errant dark elf.
Cool.
So Jim is really excited to meet Driz.
I examine the box. Like, what does it look like?
All right. You know those little boxes that strap to the top of the rifles in Aliens?
Yes.
The Geiger, sort of the...
Yes.
Yes. It looks like that.
Doop. 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 I understand. They should be in the room.
Drow.
Game over. Game over, man.
They're crawling around.
Yeah, drow.
I like that the sound drow make is also drow.
Drow.
Like when they're crawling around, drow, it's like drow, 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 drow. Exactly. Nah.
You've only had one encounter with drow in your entire
and
illustrious adventuring history. It didn't go so well.
No.
Was that before I came
that
on?
That was before the Viari incident.
I speak drow.
Really?
You just add DR, I think, to the beginning of every word.
Oh. that's what you've heard?
I'm pretty sure that's how it works. You'd be like, Drello.
What?
What, you have an app?
Yes, there is an alien detector app. And if you put your finger on it, it'll create little aliens.
Oh.
Put that down.
They mostly come out at night. Mostly. That's cool. What's that called?
You want to download it?
What's the name of that app?
It's called the Alien Tracker.
Everyone stop surfing the net for a second.
Okay. Now, you said you've sent, I noticed you didn't say you sent parties out looking or groups. You said, you used the word.
Expeditions.
No.
Right?
He said incursions.
Yeah, that seems like a lot.
Which implies a certain.
Incursive nature.
Yeah, like.
Bare minimum. I would say that incursions require a lot of motherfuckers.
At least 50 is the textbook definition.
That's the standard.
Yeah.
It's like an incursion of, right?
So, how did that go? Like,
do you have any grainy footage?
Did you pretty much like find a very deep well and just you pushed them in, or I'd like a little bit of information.
We sent them down access points into the Underdark. They were well armed. Their goal was to plunder the Underdark of his riches and return them to us.
Oh, so incursion is actually the right...
Yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah. Yes.
So you just send them down there with a bunch of bags, just to load up with Underdark shit, and they got obliterated? That's what happened? Or?
No, hold on. You said that they were there to get drizzed.
Well, no, they were there to basically plunder the Underdark. This matter with Drizzt is something entirely different.
Oh, okay.
That's the sequel.
Well, that means we're first on their list. We are.
I still don't understand why you think
list.
This guy's missing. There's no way he's in trouble.
But the Dwarven King of Gontalgrim has very deep pockets. Gontalgrim is a wealthy Dwarven kingdom. It sits on what I imagine is a substantial trove, a trove which by rights should be ours.
By ours, you mean?
I think he means his. It's a usage of ours you may
Hortensia,
not be familiar
Hortensia
with.
Hortensia says, once this is all over, we're all going to be one big happy family.
With voting shares?
Yes.
Fully vested?
Of course. Is there any other way to run a corporation?
Yeah. I can think of one. He said our payment was the free Cokes.
You got free Cokes?
It's like a Three's Company episode,
I know.
That joke.
Yeah. I'll do a Furley look.
There's no objection to Flabbergast accompanying you as your evaluator. He is the best we have.
I'm gonna keep an eye on him. It sounds like they're used to people not coming back from here, so it's okay.
Was he?
Something might
he
happen.
He didn't make it.
Yeah. Something happened to his skull.
He fell.
I killed him.
No, it doesn't work that way. That's the other.
I murdered him with magic.
And he has been there before. You've been down there before.
That's what he says.
Yes, sir. I have a great deal of experience in the night below, sir.
Hmm.
What?
Nothing.
All right.
Jim thought of something funny.
Let's pull the lever. Let's pull the lever.
Well, you've got the tracker, right?
We're stopped.
So we just line up behind Binwin.
All right. You all pile into the big machine.
I need, we need to be able to burn everything with fire is my plan.
Just keep it hot.
That's always my plan with pretty much everything is burn it with fire.
Okay.
But extra that plan.
Double fire.
Oh, yeah,
double How fire. Dark is it down here?
In the... Flabbergast
in the
says,
underdark?
Not as dark as you'd think.
Not as
It depends on when you go.
Yeah.
Many areas, Master Dark Magic are illuminated with bioluminescent fungi.
What? So bioluminescent is like a lightning bug, but it's like not... Like, not electrical that hasn't been invented yet, so I don't know why I just said that, but...
Binwin the entomologist. This is exactly what we need.
All right.
Yeah, in character, I just go,
Is there room in there for, like, my bug-out bag? You know, because, you know, it's going to be icky and drippy. I need, like, a second cloak that's, like, extra dashing in case there's, like, ick on my first cloak.
A can of off.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
There's room for that, and there's room for Mr. Snibbly, too.
Oh, the cat's coming.
Wow.
Well, yes, sir. You can't go into the Underdark.
Can I take
a
look at
sir?
That cat real quick, magically, just to see if it's really a cat?
Sure.
16.
You think it might be Flabbergast's familiar, but otherwise it's basically a normal cat.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You don't know what's up with the monocle and the hat.
Okay.
You've got serious questions.
He's a snappy dresser.
Might give you some ideas for your doves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta dress it up. Up
gotta
my dove
this,
game.
Is there anything else besides the extra cloak and the backup clothing wardrobe for Viari that you want to take with you? Portentia will stay here and mind the shop.
Jim travels light.
Yeah. Jerky probably is gonna be a must.
Sure.
Well, if you know, last time we left the place, the person we left in charge of it kind of, like, sold it.
Oh, yeah, lock the door this time.
Yeah, lock the front door.
Yeah, but then we killed him.
Yeah,
it's true, he's dead now.
Yeah, my feeling on that is that this thing needs to be loaded up with torches.
We leave the TV on, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the hall light.
And the hall light. They'll think somebody's inside for sure.
All right, then you pile into this thing with all your crap, with Flabbergast and Mr. Snibbly. Portentia and Bonego will stay behind, and off you go. You start to disintegrate through the floor of Acquisitions Incorporated, and you start to carve a tunnel through the Underdark with the bright blue light of the central eye sort of illuminating the way.
Okay.
And every so often, you're very fortunate because you break into an existing tunnel network or an existing cavern, and it sort of opens up into this whole other world full of glittering stalactites and gems embedded in walls, and these blind crickets, these white albino crickets, jumping everywhere. It's like a whole world. Natural sort of water slides where the water has sort of carved out these paths through the stone.
Wow. See, this is a blast.
Cool.
I can see like a real great montage, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's like... This is like some Disneyland shit.
It is.
Yep. And you've got the compass.
Huh?
Yes. And I'm looking at it. I'm not drawing the cat.
All right. And it is guiding your way while you're steering.
You know,
oh, that's 24.
We're busting through these walls.
Yes, VR.
Anything, you know, is going to, like, vomit directly up right into headquarters.
Yeah, but luckily that stuff can be quarantined up there. I mean, the nature of the base is that these... That hole could be shifted around until it's closed. Remember, there's that one extra space.
Yeah.
We can always lock the door, so they can. No, they can still get out. Never mind.
Yeah.
We're fucked.
I still don't know if that's what I want to really come home to.
It's not really your decision, though, is it?
What?
What did he say?
He goes, "It's not really your decision, though, is it?"
Oh. Oh.
Right. Like, I mean, brass tacks. Like, that's not your job, is it?
But we went down out of my room is my big thing.
Yeah, this is.
I conned your popcorn for you and I.
Yeah, generally speaking, work of that threshold That would come right out of your pay.
It disintegrated like half of my bunk.
I added square footage. You got to think about the long term.
Oh, he has you there, sir. He has you there.
Yeah.
I think this thing with his sister is making
awkward.
A little on edge.
Someone's on edge.
All right, and you sort of descend down into this chasm, and there's this great precipitous waterfall cascading behind you, and you can see some bats flying through the air. And then you catch a glimpse of something. It's very fleeting. It just sort of flashes by the big window, but it looks like some winged monstrosity.
Hmm.
Back up.
We can come back.
Oh.
And there's that moment of alarm, and you're like, what was fuck that? I don't know.
Like, but how then, monstrous are we talking?
It was like dragon sized, but it didn't look like a dragon. Big wing.
And sort of like white and sort of grubby, like grub colored. Like yucky?
It seemed to kind of leave a trail of spores behind it.
No.
Spores?
But it's gone. It's gone.
Those spores are going to go right up into my bedding.
It was fleeting.
It was fleeting. Fleeing or fleeting?
Fleeting.
Oh.
See, it's gone. Okay. Let's just keep going.
It's probably Minox.
Chewing on the power cable?
All right. And your compass, after several days' journey, skip ahead.
Days? Wow, I'm glad we brought that jerky.
Hold on, inside this fucking head?
We're descending for days, son.
I actually used rope trick, and I've conjured a little like temporal box that I've been in the entire time. So I come out, and I still have my pajamas and stuff on.
Nice.
You're brushing your teeth.
Yeah, it's okay.
There's five guys in there on iron rations.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
It's not a good atmosphere after a couple of days.
It's visibly green.
Where are we peeing?
Presumably, at some point, it will occur to you, I hope, that you can stop this vessel.
Just pee out the back.
Climb out the hatch.
That's what you guys were doing.
Yeah.
Or stick your bum out the hatch.
If every once in a while you see me go... Ignore that.
Yeah.
That was when I was pissing in my...
It stinks in there.
It gets a little rank.
Okay.
And at some point, Flabbergast, in order to pass the time, challenges you to a mage hand arm wrestling contest.
Whoa.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
He thinks that's going to happen for him. He thinks he's going to be the guy.
Which modifier do I use?
So this would be your intelligence arcana bonus, and this is a contested arcana.
Ooh, that's a good
check.
One.
Hey. Before you do it, right before you cast it, turn the ball cap backwards.
I turn the switch on.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
He rolled an 18.
Over the top.
That's better than me. I rolled an 8.
All right.
You're turned inside out.
Yeah.
And that's with your
substantial
arcana bonus?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It is.
Would you like to try again, Sam?
Yeah, I'll give it one more go.
Try to do it against the cat. And see.
No, I'm gonna mage hand him.
18.
Yeah. Oh.
24.
Oh. Whoa. Okay.
Oh, so it's a tiebreaker.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Let's do one more. We gotta see who wins, right?
Let's make this interesting.
18.
I'll take.
That doesn't count, sir.
You flabbergast?
I'll take flabbergast.
I feel like at this point in time, we need to put some sort of wager on this.
Oh!
Make it interesting.
I bet the dwarf.
I don't believe he's your property, sir.
Is that true?
I'm fine with it.
I don't know, what do you want? He doesn't pay me.
Well, those are very nice wands you have, sir.
No.
Oh, go fuck yourself. Yeah, they are very nice wands.
Well, let's see, what else do you have? Magic-wise, I mean.
I do have the owlbear figurine.
Oh, that's right, you have the owlbear figurine, don't you?
Yeah.
Boy, does he. Where have I got that? Hello, where's my owlbear?
I wrote it down.
Woo!
All right, there he is. See?
Ahoo!
Yeah, so I pull this out of one of my pouches, this little statue.
Don't set that off in here.
No, no, no.
No, it's like an airbag full of feathers. And it, right against the surface.
Put the airbag back.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's here. Yes. And,
you know how to use something like this? I mean.
Yes, sir. That's a figurine of wondrous power, sir.
It is.
By the way, what's he off? What?
Yeah, yeah. What do you
yeah,
have?
What's coming over from this
yeah.
side?
The
yeah,
cat?
Tell me what's a cat.
Well, it's Jim knows it's your familiar, though, right?
That's right, yes.
That's rude.
So it's not much good to take the...
I want
I can't hear you!
Well, there so what do you want?
There's the cat's monocle.
No, no, I want a spell. I want you to teach me a spell. I've never heard of you before. Do you know a spell I don't know?
He says, yes, sir, I could teach you simulacrum, sir. You could make a figure of yourself out of snow.
Just snow?
It's very seasonal.
Now, what else you got?
You know nothing, Jim Snow.
It's, oh. Pretty good.
That's good.
Well, let's see, sir. I can create a magical eye that can be sent around.
Oh,
to
shit, that's
far-flung
awesome. I can send the eye anywhere?
Yes, sir.
Want. Do want. That's a fair trade for the owlbear.
Are you sure, sir?
Yeah, yeah.
I do have other spells.
A magic eye I can send anywhere? Sold.
Hold out.
Anywhere.
Hold out for,
and a time machine for junior high school? Done. Sorry.
All right.
You got it?
I'm ready.
You got it?
20.
Oh!
Happy spores! Happy spores! You win! And so he spends the next 3 days teaching you the arcane eye spell. So
awesome.
Now you can basically send out this magical orb and spy on things from afar.
That's right.
You're probably wondering what's under here.
A little
cake.
Bit.
Yes.
Oh man, is it cake?
There's no cake in the Underdark, sir.
Are you serious? Is he serious?
This place sucks.
We should have brought cake.
You should have brought cake.
Maybe we left, brought we cake. Left too quick.
Yeah. We should have had a cake ray installed on the Beholder.
They would welcome us as kings.
That's right.
Your compass leads you...
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God! What?
What the fuck?
Are you kidding me?
No.
Is this like his summer house?
This is the coolest shit.
We're gonna go in there and find him like reading a book.
Yeah, why, you would like it?
Welcome,
yeah.
Welcome to Casa Duerden.
No, dude, this doesn't look like a prison. This looks like a place that has themed drink specials.
Yeah.
So when you burst into this cavern.
Damn, look at all the
details. It's
awesome. Yeah, isn't this amazing? So like there's a little sign here on
the
little hooks.
Yeah, yeah. Is it the Burrow Dawn Inn?
The Burrow Dawn Inn. There's a fucking inn here in the Underdark?
We would have come
sooner. Inside a purple worm.
And get this.
Had we known.
Now this is, now the fellow who made this, by the way, his name is Matt Smith. His handle
yeah,
is.
Yeah, let's, oh, clap.
Yeah, yeah.
So I, all of this.
No, no, and I love Doctor Who, so.
His handle, his nom de plume is Czar, Czar of Happiness. All
yeah.
one word, Czar of Happiness.
He turned
yeah.
it up.
And this is not the first one he's done for us, but this is by far one of the most interesting. Now here's how anal Matt is. You see this little pin here, right here?
Yeah.
There's like a little chain. Pull up that chain.
There's a tiny, like, jewelry chain.
There's a tiny
What's on the end of it?
What's there?
Oh, God, what if it's like a bug or something?
Don't do it. Don't
just,
do it.
It's okay. You won't break it. Even if you pull the pin out, you won't break it.
Keep pulling. Oh God, is there a bucket?
Oh my.
It's really long. Did it go under the table?
There's a bucket.
Ah, that's a tiny bucket. There's something in it. There's something in the bucket. It's a tiny gem.
There's a tiny gem inside the bucket?
No, gem.
No, gem.
Oh, a gem.
Wait, I was getting cranked up.
Yeah.
I'm a magic thing.
Put him back.
Yeah, it's like this shit's good.
Yeah, and there's little like
mine shafts. With rails.
Some of them are collapsed.
Here.
But it's like a worm head. That
it's a purple worm head coming up out, and it's all been sort of like.
It's like dritzed.
Wait, is it
turned into a house?
Is that turn?
What's that?
No,
it like it was.
No, it just sits
would wreck
just
the bridge.
Oh, yeah, it would wreck the bridge.
Dark magic.
Yeah.
Now let's destroy it.
Right.
Give me a hammer.
Oh, well, there's a lot of guys around here.
So when you break into this cavern, this is, of course, what you see. And then as you're just kind of looking out through your window, what's going on, you do see movement around. There are small creatures hiding behind the mushrooms and the rock formations.
And they are high as fuck.
They're seeing some shit.
They are seeing some shit.
Jim tries to make friends.
Here's the reality. They're tripping hard. They're tripping balls. And then a huge laser skull comes in. Right? We need to have some sympathy for these creatures. No, I get on the horn and I'm like, it's cool.
Chill out.
It's all right.
It's going to be fine.
Find a partner. Find a buddy.
All right, they cower. But when you sort of catch glimpses of them, you see they've got dark, almost charcoal-colored skin and white hair.
Nice.
Hmm.
Can I make a...
hair check?
yes,
barber
I need
check.
First check the cape, make sure my hair is good.
Yes.
And then I'd like to make some sort of knowledge check.
Yeah, you can make an intelligence check.
Okay.
None of you have too much experience with Underdark flora and or fauna. So just a straight up int check.
I will say, as like the subsection of rogue, like minstrel, like I've got I know a story about that. You know, so I might know some rumors.
You know what? I'm giving you inspiration.
Ooh.
You get the Mimir of Inspiration.
What is that now?
Now
this ball's out of control.
Whoa.
Hold it up.
The Mimir of Inspiration, the inspiration rule works like this. You can spend that and give it back to me to basically roll a second d20 to replace the d20 roll that you just made.
Yeah.
If you want, you can give your inspiration to another party member at any time.
I did that before when you missed your poison
Exactly,
save.
But now there's a banging skull.
That's just way.
Yes. That's just so you remember it.
It kind of bodes.
I tried to find something
bit.
Really, really gaudy and ghastly. Yeah.
Okay, so would this be?
In, so
I rolled a straight up 10.
What skills do you have? Let's see.
Nuts.
If we base that off, like, say acrobatics.
Once we've seen this, no one gives a shit about that anymore.
The
guy that built the Mjolnir, it's like.
I would give you. Oh God, you don't have much. nature, not really. Insight, no.
No.
Arcana, no.
No.
Animal handling, not quite.
Thinspiration.
Inspiration.
You know. I'm worse at survival, though.
But just make an int check.
I rolled straight up 10.
Okay. You believe that these could be mad creatures called Darrow, which are batshit insane, and you should stay away from them. Or they might be Sverfeblin.
Oh. Who now?
Sverfeblin, or deep gnomes, are gnome gem crafters who are known to live in the Underdark.
And relatively benign.
Benign, but antisocial. Right. Kind of xenophobic.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
So they're either
like
reasonably friendly but afraid, or they will try to devour us.
Or homicidal monsters.
Yeah.
I got it.
Pretty much 50-50 is my guess. Oh, the fact that they're cowering?
Good sign.
Yeah, good sign.
Good sign.
That's my rule.
Yeah.
Generally, yeah.
Well, here. Should we wheel this thing around? Open up. Yeah, yeah. Open up the back portal.
All right. And you pop out. Here are your dudes. I've got Jim with the big flowing cape.
Right. Oh, the classic fig.
The classic fig. I've got Omen. We use that one.
I like it.
We've got Viare. You're this one with the...
What?
Sort of a sneaky.
Get the green. I like
green.
It.
Green. It's the green.
On brand.
On
obviously
brand.
On brand for Viare.
And we've got... Midwin!
Yay!
Whoa.
All right.
And this is Flabbergast, your new best friend. Not.
Yeah.
He taught me a spell.
Yes, he did. He is your buddy. And he can, and Flabbergast can actually mention to you that he believes that they do look rather like Svirfeblin.
Oh, okay.
But the white hair through them, because they don't generally have hair. They're generally bald, even the women.
And that's fine.
Hmm.
That's okay.
Hmm.
Okay. Hair is not a big deal.
But his...
it's not important at all. Yes, thank you.
His thing, his radar thing led us right here, though.
Yeah, what's my radar saying?
Is it pointing up into the inn?
It is, your radar thing is indicating that he's not in the immediate area, but he's close.
Okay.
Who nearby.
Said bald is beautiful.
Yeah.
Here is a Raceland for you.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know.
Thank you.
Did you bring enough for the rest of the class?
What just happened?
I don't know.
Hey, man, what did he give you?
What did he give you?
I gave him a very rare Raceland figurine.
Raceland?
Yeah.
Why? Why'd you give it to that guy?
Because he said bald is beautiful.
Yeah, because he's a cool person.
Wow.
He's wearing a Flash t-shirt.
That's awesome.
Now, on the trip down, has Flabbergast been willing to, like, sign some preliminary papers as to, like, a position in this theoretic, after the merger, somebody would own, like, voting shares and perhaps a percentage of profits?
Yes, he can walk you all through the hypothetical specifics.
Like,
yeah, absolutely.
But he's put stuff on paper.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a little folder for you
okay.
where he's got some, like, a blank side where he's going to sort of keep track of all your accomplishments and everything that you do on this particular excursion.
Okay.
He seems to be chronicling your life. In fact, the day he's coming down here, he's sort of kept tabs on everything that you've done, how you've groomed your beard.
Yeah.
He's very fastidious.
And just then, in case.
But yes, on the other side, it's like you can see a list of different positions with salaries and bands and all
I
kinds
like
of things.
This guy.
Wow. Just in case,
he's got his
you
shit
should,
together.
You should
no.
have me just take a quick look
I don't
over
think
that.
You have to. I trust
it
him.
It feels good to finally have like a plan of action.
Yeah, yeah, but it's like
someone
a lot of
cares about your future.
Yeah, but a lot of
I really feel like a part of the team.
Yeah, right. A lot of these operations are sort of fly-by-night operations.
You've been around as long as we have, he said.
I've always wondered when we're doing danger sharing, why not profit sharing?
Right. It makes sense.
I mean,
he makes a lot of sense.
What to back up my friend here.
Exactly. Thank you.
He's only offering me like 8%. You know, and that's I mean, it's decent, but it's not.
I'm
great.
Sorry. I'm sorry. 8%?
That's incredible.
I mean, to start, it scales.
It scales?
Yeah.
You see Flabbergast pull out a stone suddenly say, "Oh,
yeah,
I think somebody's
that,
calling me."
Is that like But is that, right, I mean, is that like a Baldur's Gate 8? You know
Wait,
what I mean?
Well,
what does that mean?
I don't think. It's not points on the net, right?
Right.
I asked him, he knows better than to do points
on
the net.
Yeah, just yeah, I mean, I totally, obviously I want what's best for you.
Hey, Chris, can I send my eye into the inn?
Yes.
I just want to see what's in there.
All right. An eye sheathed in green flame.
Green flame!
Erupts.
Okay. Whoa.
All right, that's a good trick.
So do I see through it?
Yeah, so basically when you sort of close your eyes,
okay.
you're now looking through this green gossamer orb.
Okay. I float it up. Does it go through the wall? Like, can I go right into the inn?
Yep.
Let me try.
No, it doesn't work like that.
It's like the Oculus Rift.
No.
You'll
get sick.
I will.
Jim, I don't know if you can see it on your side. There's actually windows up around the side of the building, too, that might be a good safe place.
I mean, how long do I maintain the eye?
You can keep concentrating on it and just keep it going.
Okay, yeah, I'll float up to this first window over here on the right and see if I can sort of peek in.
All right, when you do, you see that the interior has been decorated with this sort of beautiful opulence, but all the curtains and draperies all look like webs. And basically crouched on a pile of cushions is a creature that looks like this.
Ah!
Whoa!
Whoa! Don't like it.
I'll put her up here. She's not really up here, but there you go. So everybody can see her.
From her head to her waist.
Yeah. And you can
That's
see...
That's fine.
That's okay.
What's kind of disturbing is...
Oh, please tell us what's disturbing.
What's disturbing? I can't tell.
I was a little iffy.
So there are a bunch of these short little gnome creatures with white hair.
Uh-huh.
They got pointy ears.
Smurf interprets.
Charcoal gray skin. And they're sort of rubbing her body down.
Ooh, Jim does not like any part of
something.
This. And really likes parchment.
And the distressing part is you've met her.
Jim knows her?
Does he know Cynthia that you kept talking about?
Does this look like this in the profile picture?
I told you, everybody lies on Ashley Madison. You shouldn't have started
it's
that.
Like, you take it from up here, you don't see the mandibles.
The venom sacs.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
Christ.
You've encountered her before on one of your adventures. It is a drow woman named Danielle.
Oh.
Oh my God, but she's been converted into one of
and,
these
And you can see she's got fire scars all over half of her face.
Years have not been kind.
Nor has the fire.
What? all right.
Now, just to say, do you have memories of her and fire? Were perhaps you?
To be 100% honest, Jim doesn't fully remember her. She looks familiar.
Yeah.
But she's got those legs that, like, could be on anybody. Like.
In your life, there's been a lot of women and a lot of fire.
I can't quite place her.
And a lot of plump abdomens. And a lot of eight-legged monsters. No.
Do I recall her?
Yeah, you encountered her skulking around briefly in that dungeon with the gigantic horned statue where Eofel crawled up the ass.
Oh!
Oh, shit, we're going way back.
That was a high point, by the way, for those who have never experienced that before.
Just quick, does Jim remember if they left on good or bad terms? It was bad, okay.
How drunk were you?
Dude, you need to go back and look at your history. Just real quick. All right.
So I come back and I report. Or I guess I don't come back.
I forgot. She's also surrounded by chests of treasure.
Oh. Kind of changes the math a little bit.
It does.
looking a little better?
Yeah, Jim's got gold goggles, I guess. Treasure goggles.
Treasure goggles.
Okay, well, I fill them in on what I saw in there, but I don't send the eye in.
Okay.
I pull it back.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the best call is just to wheel our skull robot over there and then just go bore directly through the wall. And
firing all lasers simultaneously.
My guess is that some of the treasure will remain. And that is the treasure we will take with us.
Honestly, if Drizzt isn't in there, we're not looking for this lady.
How close? I mean, tilt this thing. Maybe it's like a magic eight ball. Like, give the thing a good shake and see it. I mean, see how close we're talking about here.
Are they forming a phalanx of some sort?
All right.
All of these tiny little creatures with white hair and gray skin come out and they form a perfect line. Advance toward you. And you see that they almost look like little children. They're tiny little bodies. But clearly Sverfeblin, Flabbergast tells you, but
they're something wearing, fucked.
They're wearing white wigs.
Wigs?
And somebody's made their ears pointed when they're not normally. They're like tiny midget drow.
What?
No, 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 no. You don't say midget. You don't say midget. They're driddle
tiny
people.
Tiny, dwarf-like.
Driddle people.
So they're tiny drow dressed to look like
drow.
This other monster?
They're tiny Sverfeblin.
Reverse it.
Dressed to look like drow.
Oh, they have white wigs and
white
pointy
wigs
ears.
White wigs and pointy ears.
Maybe it's cool right now. I don't.
But it's a bad disguise, like we see right through it?
Well, it's, you know, their little wigs aren't quite sitting
they're
on.
Shoddily done.
Yeah, they're not particularly well done.
They're not committed to it.
Are they moving in concert in an uncanny way as if they were being controlled?
Yeah, it's almost like they're part of a hive mind.
Hive minds are never good.
As they advance, their eyes glow.
Does it look like they're maybe going to break into a musical number about the about like the dangers
Dinner
of the chocolate
show.
River here or something?
Don't worry until they start doing this.
Right, I asked Jim what's wrong with them. Because that's going to determine what I do next.
Because I speak drow?
No, I'm not, don't talk to them, I'm saying...
Drello! Drello drow. Dry drain. Drizz drim. Drog tragic. Trust me, they understood it.
No.
They all look at you and go, at the same time, hello, Jim Dark Magic.
What'd I tell you?
No. I don't think
fluent
it's good.
Fluent in drow.
Hello, Jim Doc Magic. You hear another voice from up here. And then from up here you hear, hello, Jim Doc Magic.
I don't think it is.
They all know me.
Hello,
they
Jim
don't.
Doc Magic. Hello,
getting
Jim
the Children of the Corn vibe.
Yeah, but they just sort of stand in a perfect line.
Do spiders have hives?
There are some hive spiders.
Can you have
I
a
don't
hive
associate
spider?
Hive yeah. minds with spiders, though.
No.
What? I don't. I
would you like to meet our queen?
Oh.
Well, not if she's busy. You know,
I don't want to be rude. Yeah. I know we just broke in through the wall.
We didn't make an appointment or anything.
We can come back. I mean, that's fine. We have a hole. We could just come right back.
Come meet our queen.
I prepare the apocalypse dagger.
Loth.
Loth?
No.
The
come
Loth?
On.
No, it's Loth Flanagan. From junior high.
But,
God. Fucking. There's no good choices. But I'm so curious.
Yeah, well, that's my thing. You don't get invited all the time to go meet
Wolf.
Yeah.
Wolf.
And Drift. I'm assuming they're not real big on the laws of hospitality here in the Underdark. Like, her invitation doesn't mean necessarily that we're going to get, like, chill drinks and good behavior.
Yeah, you're not too sure about that. But this is an inn, apparently.
Yeah, wow, and it is cool.
As far as places to meet
no,
wolves
I mean,
go.
5 stars on Yelp.
Yeah.
The keywords are quaint.
All right.
The Oompa Loompas, well coordinated.
Quaint. Oh, yeah.
Teeth.
The service, exquisite.
Do I think that we could deny this invitation?
Yes.
Done.
Without repercussions.
Unclear.
I want to feel this out.
Yeah.
Wolf?
I mean, this is a great opportunity.
Exactly right.
We could have, perhaps...
Are you guys saying Rolf, like the Muppet, or is it
no.
Wolf?
No, it's Lolf.
Are we meeting Rolf?
Are we meeting Rolf?
Lol.
Fuck.
Oh. That's like 180 degrees from Rolf.
Yeah.
I'm never going to meet Rolf.
It's the polar opposite of...
It's on my bucket list.
Meet Rolf?
Never going to meet that fucker.
Yeah, let's...
He is an evasive
let's
puppet.
Let's feel it out.
Okay.
We
can always leave.
Exactly.
Unless we're in webs. Unless we're cocooned in webs.
Being drained. Yeah.
What's providing light here?
That's a very good question. There is, other than lights sort of spilling out of the windows here, you just see a little glimmering fish in the water in front of you. And then there are a few what look like maybe continual light spells coming from inside some of the mine shafts. And sort of you see these little lights spilling out.
That is awesome. Bright light.
That's cool.
Continual light is bright.
Yeah, it's
it
the
is
real
pretty
deal.
Bright.
So like I don't get the impression that if I were, say, to have a lit lantern, that would be incredibly gauche here.
No, no.
Then I totally do.
Okay.
Yeah. And
done.
Be on the spot with the light spell.
So you're like this bright sort of burst of light, of yellowish light down there, and you see like there's rays of light just sort of crisscrossing back here.
I turn on the security system on the beholder.
Oh, okay. Your light sort of gleams off of the water onto the ceiling, and you can see, in addition to some of the other things in the cave, actually up here on top of this structure are two gargoyles.
Yeah, put the spider lady back.
Who are just sort of hanging out up there, but you can see they got like their talons flex and their wings sort of move.
Those
so they're clearly alive.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like gargoyles that go to the gym.
And they are actual size, I'm assuming?
They are. Okay. But they don't, other than
well, we're being
an
invited
in you,
yeah.
They haven't done anything blatantly aggressive.
Let's see how this goes. And like I say, shake up your compass, and then give me a readout on where it's.
I give it a good, like, you know, like you gotta do with electronics sometimes. Well, not electronics,
because
I haven't been in yet.
Something weird happens. You can see it's kind of spinning, like it's lost its compass direction, and you're not sure why. And then Flabbergast sort of looks over his shoulders. Oh dear, this cavern appears to have some sort of Phaserous effect.
A what?
A Phaserous effect, sir.
Phaserous, that's not even a kind of effect.
It's obviously affecting us.
It's a drow word, sir. It's a term for the, how do you say, the ambient radiation that permeates the Underdark.
Oh, I forgot that one.
Well, it can have a disruptive effect on some forms of magic, including teleportation, sir.
Oh,
good to know.
Good. Okay.
File that one away.
So that's bad.
No, you guys kind of rolled
good
right over
tip.
The word radiation.
Right, sir.
Okay.
So the compass is fine.
I guess.
Yeah, I guess we're fine with
so
that.
So long as we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
As long as we're on the same irradiated page.
It tingles. That's how you know it's working.
Thanks for listening to Dungeon Delve. Congratulations! You made it! You get 1,000 XP. Let us know what you think on iTunes with a rating or a review, or by tweeting at wizards_DND. If it's a low review, don't bother posting it. Don't be a dick. And if you want more D&D, subscribe to Dragon Talk, the official D&D podcast. Or check out the Dragon Plus app on iOS, Android, or on the web at dragonmag.com. The adventure continues in the next episode of Dungeon Delve.